You are listening to the audio production of They Turned the World Upside Down, A Storyteller's Journey with Those Who Dared to Follow Jesus by Charles Martin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.harperchristianaudio.com.
Before the King.
Prologue. The sun is setting. A crimson line trails across a blue canvas. The air is cool. A breeze filters through. Jesus and the disciples exit Jerusalem, cross the brook Kidron, walk through the Garden of Gethsemane, and begin the ascent up the Mount of Olives. This is the same path Jesus walked after his arrest en route to his mock trial, his merciless beating, and the criminal's cross. Now they're walking it in reverse, and all of them recognize it. The 11 are laughing and shaking their heads. They're having a difficult time reconciling what they're seeing. Weeks ago, they watched and listened as Jesus died a gruesome death. When they took his body down, some brave soul reached up and closed his eyes. Then they carried his tortured and graveyard dead body to a cold tomb and watched helplessly as the soldiers rolled the heavy stone into place and sealed it with an iron spike. It was the end of all things good and beautiful. But that was before. Now they're walking alongside him, huddling close, touching him, making sure, listening as the laughter enters and exits his lungs. During his earthly ministry, Jesus was a jungle gym for the young. They climbed all over him, rolled in the grass, played tag. The disciples watch and wonder as Jesus carries one of their children on his shoulders, skips along the trail, sings with another. They wind up the worn path to a hilltop where they overlook all of Jerusalem. Jesus has been here many times. He has prayed here, wept here, and it is here that his sweat turned to blood. It is here that his blood began crying a better word than that of Abel. And it is here that he told his disciples to wake up. There's a time for sleep, but this was not it. Over the last few weeks, Jesus has opened their minds to the scriptures, allowed them to see what has remained hidden for so long, blown their minds with each new revelation. To the south sits the city of David, the city of the great king. Up that winding path, King David returned the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, the spoken words of God, returning to the city of God. But here and now, that very word is flesh and walking among them. Jesus himself, eating, laughing, talking, praying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?